You're listening to the Andra Segovia Show.
Program, everybody. I am Andres Segovia, the Honest Broker. Great to have you along for the ride. In this episode, I want to talk about the mind game. The mental mindset is what shapes up your week. We hear about this, oh, I got a case of the Mondays. And if we let that get to us, we've already shaped what the rest of our week is going to be. So however we want to start ourselves off, whether it's the day, the week, even the month, hey, the new year, we make New Year's resolutions, right? We try to hit the ground running. But as we aspire to get through the daily grind, again, whether it's the day, the week, the month, or the year, our goals are always hampered by things that get in the way. If we make the resolution to lose weight, oh, there's a special event that happened. I had to eat and this and that. Oh, I had family I never seen before arrive. You know, I had to go out to show them out for dinner. And we went to these parties and we just lost control over our diet there. Or if I set that goal that I was going to save money for this one thing, but then, oh my goodness, medical expense and insurance expense, the car got hit and all these things happened, all these emergency reasons why I needed to spend my savings. Now, there's always something that can affect us. In terms of motivation, there's plenty of demotivation. For those fans of True Detective would know, you had Woody Harrelson on one side, driven to do this, and then on the other side, you have Matthew McConaughey always dragging him down with his philosophy and his bleak outlook of life. There's that someone, that negative, down-on-his-luck person that, because they don't have things that go their way, they try to make sure that the things for you don't go your way. So they try to bring you down. And to summarize basically the idea of this mind game, and I want us to all understand that it is a mind game that affects us on our daily lives. We are able to do better, achieve more, but there's always these things that distract us, some good things, some bad things, but the point is they get in our way. But if we have a strong mindset, we can achieve our goals. And nothing exemplifies that more so than the story I'm going to tell you, especially one that continues to inspire me. And for those of you sports fans, are probably going to hate this, but hey, it is what it is. And I'm going to talk about the New England Patriots. Oops, I said it. So if you're not a fan, you're probably going to want to turn this off. But before you do, please just hear me out, okay? Because the point of everything is about the mind game. And if you already have all these preconceived notions about the Patriots, who they are, how they got there, and what they did to get there, and you only look down and, upon them and view them in a negative light, I'm not going to change your mind in that sense. I'm not here to try to make you a fan of the New England Patriots at all. There was so much negativity surrounding the New England Patriots for the 2018 season. Tom Brady was off his game. Everybody was saying he was looking old, that he should probably consider retiring after this year. He's not going to make it to his goal of 45 years old to still be playing in the NFL. Rob Gronkowski, coming off surgeries and other injuries, was just not his dynamic self. Some say that it's his last season. It was so painful to watch Rob Gronkowski out there playing because, oh my goodness, dude, you don't move as you used to. You're not as agile as you used to. You're not as dominant. No one fears you. You don't strike fear into the corners or the safeties anymore because you're a shell of yourself. The media would say. Julian Edelman suspended for 4 games in the season. Like, and he's back. It's like, hey, you're not the same guy. You missed out. You got some rust. You know, you're dropping balls more so than before. The Patriots don't have any defensive players because their defense just didn't show up. They haven't showed up for probably over a year. That's the reason the Patriots lost the Super Bowl with the Eagles in the first place. The defense didn't even bother to show up to the game. But the Patriots won games that mattered, especially at home. But people were always looking at them that the Patriots were such an inconsistent team. Some days the offense was playing very good that the defensive woes were overshadowed. And in some games, the defense played pretty good. good, and the offense didn't show up. Bill Belichick, the coach of the New England Patriots, is a defensive wizard. That's where he made his mark, with strong defenses. When you have a defensive coach that can't get a defense together for almost 2 years, then there was all this talk against Bill Belichick as well. Nothing exemplified the issues that the Patriots were having in the entire season. Then the debacle that happened in Miami, also known as the Miracle in Miami, or the Miami Miracle. The score was 33-28. There were 7 seconds left in the fourth quarter, and the Dolphins received their ball at their own, I believe it was 31-yard line. With 7 seconds left, and too far from a Hail Mary throw, the game was basically out of reach. The Patriots had won the game. The Dolphins quarterback lobs a 17-yard pass that is then lateral twice, and then boom, a walk-off touchdown. It's a miracle in Miami. The Dolphins were down by 5. Now they won 34-33. Everybody called it. It's like the Patriots have issues on offense. They have issues on special teams. They have issues on defense. And they have issues with coaching. So the entire team was being trashed. And the media all across ESPN, NFL Network, and the Boston media itself was just absolutely trashing the New England Patriots. It got so bad that the fans were jumping out of the boat. It wasn't even sinking, but to them it was. The Patriots finished the regular season with 11 wins and 5 losses. 11-5 was still a winning record that gave the Patriots the second place in the American Football Conference, second only to the Kansas City Chiefs. And they could have been first place had they not botched this game in Miami. I had a conversation with my coworkers in the office because, yeah, we were a little concerned that it looks like either the Baltimore Ravens or the Los Angeles Chargers were going to come to Foxborough, Massachusetts to play against the Patriots. The mere fact that the Los Angeles Chargers, one of the most dominant offenses in the league and what was considered the most complete team could possibly be coming, there was no one in Boston sports media that was calling that we had a chance to beat the Chargers. The only way we'd have a chance if our defense showed up. That's what we were hoping for. And fans were already writing their eulogies, like, oh, here we go, maybe next season, whatever, hey, we got this far. You know, it got to that point. And I was sitting in my office talking to my coworker, and I said, you know what, I'm scared of the Chargers, but I still like our chances. I'll tell you this much, though, I told him. If the Patriots dominate that game, we will go to Kansas City and we will challenge the Chiefs at their home turf for the chance to go back to the Super Bowl and win against the Rams. I had called the New England Patriots Los Angeles Rams Super Bowl since the end of September, early October last year. I saw those stars aligning and moments colliding. There's just so much historical significance for the East and West to battle it out on the very anniversary of the Patriots' first Super Bowl win back on February 3rd, 2002. The rest is history. The Patriots completely dominated the so-called most complete team in the National Football League. All sights turned to Kansas City, and the Patriots won in overtime. So then you get to the Super Bowl. Oh my goodness, that Super Bowl was boring. 13-3, the final result. The wizardry on display that people miss is this. In the 2018 NFL season, it goes down as the most points ever scored in an NFL season. It was the story of offenses. The Chiefs versus the Patriots, each scoring over 30 points in the regular season game. The Saints and the Rams, high scoring game. The Rams versus the Chiefs, the highest scoring game. Over 50 points apiece and the Chiefs lose that game. It's insane. These are college football scores. So the entire season was a story about offenses dominating the game. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening to me, the final score of that Super Bowl that you probably fell asleep in was 13-3. That, ladies and gentlemen, is called defensive wizardry. The lowest scoring Super Bowl game in history, a team that supposedly didn't even have a defense for almost 2 years, had their moment to shine on the biggest sporting stage in America. It is just amazing. This was a team win for the Super Bowl. And the entire season is that very definition of a team win to cut through the noise. So now all those haters and all the anti-Patriots media that was trashing them ahead of the Super Bowl, that was trashing them ahead of the playoffs, they say, oh, we never said anything like that. Oh, yeah, you did, because first off, I listened to that. I listened to all that stuff leading up to every single game, all the criticism. And I said, I gotta shut the noise out, gotta shut the noise out. And in the playoffs and the Super Bowl, the Patriots used all that as bulletin board material to inspire them to go forward. They did not let that negativity get to them. They used it to fuel their motivation. They made it their motivation. They fed their drive for what they set out to achieve, and they achieved it as a team, which is why it's so inspiring, because this is the story for you. You have those naysayers. You have those that tell you, don't buy a house because it's not a good investment. Here's why, X, Y, Z. And they always tell you all these negative numbers that tell you, this is why you should not invest in the house. There are those that tell you, hey, why are you even getting into real estate? Why are you getting your license? Look at the market. It's not even good enough for you. And then you realize that you're one of 33,000 agents in the area. How are you going to stand out? How are you going to make money? Let's just take the world outside of real estate. Oh, the diet. Oh my goodness. You know, I don't know. I mean, I don't control my work hours sometimes, and I'm on the go, and I just can't eat healthy. All these negative thoughts that just creep in. Say, make it a goal for you to save money. Oh my goodness. There's always something I need my money for. You know, I got to make that payment on the credit card because I want to bring it down. It's high interest, blah, blah, blah. There's always negative things. There's always negative people. Every time you turn on the news, there's something terrible happening that's bad for your health. There's always something terrible happening that's in Washington that makes you angry. There's always something to ruin your day. So how do you survive all that? When you get your mind in check, when you have set goals for yourselves and realizing, hey, you know what? This is going to be hard, but I'm going to grind through it. And then when you surround yourself with a strong supporting cast, especially those that believe in you, to be able to channel your inner strength to get there. You know, it's amazing. And as for someone like me that is Christian, that I rely on God to get me through this. I don't expect him to do it for me, or else then what's the point? He empowers me to get it done. It's just an amazing experience that once you climb that mountain and you're able to look back, like, wow, like the change that I had 2 years ago in losing 80 pounds and becoming fit and healthy for my family, getting rid of a lot of ailments that I had. You know, it was just an amazing transformative experience. You can too, but it starts with your mind. Are you going to let the Monday blues get to you and shape up the rest of the week? Or are you going to hit the ground running to make sure you get your goals achieved? Are you going to make sure that you grind it out? It's on you. You know it's on you. Quit blaming other people when the circumstances are not in your control. Whatever you're able to control, make the adjustments. Make the moves. Cut the chains of negativity. Get rid of that weight that holds you back. You can do it. You can achieve so much. And that's why I use the example of the New England Patriots 2018 season, because everybody hated them before the season and everybody was kicking them while they were down. And guess what? They're in conversation yet again for next year. I tell you that I want to see you achieve your goals. And as you continue listening to my program, I'm going to give you tips if you're one of my colleagues on how you can better your game in real estate. And if you're a potential client, buyer, seller, somewhere in between, you're going to get the tools and tips and information you need to make a more informed decision. It's a mind game out there. Don't let the negativity always bring you down. Thank you so much for listening to this latest episode of the program. As you know, you can follow me on all the socials. They're on my website, www.theandressagovia.com. And if you want to make that move into real estate, you can find the links in my website, or you can go straight to my real estate website, which is segoviares.com. That's www.segoviares.com. Real estate license number 01909449. And that does it for this edition of the Andres Segovia Show. Remember to like, share, and subscribe wherever you might be listening to the program so you can be in the know. If you want a question featured on the program, you can reach me on Facebook and Instagram, same handle, at the Andres Segovia, on Twitter, at underscore Andres Segovia, and of course, email at andres@segoviares.com. Thank you so much for listening to the program, and I'll see you on the next one.